everyone, this is Vanessa Martinez, and this is Friends with Friends, the podcast where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends, one episode at a time. I'm joined by my friend, Jackie, the ultimate Friends fan.
Hello, I'm Jackie. Yes, ultimate Friends fan. I am here for the fifth season. Here we go.
Yeah, and we're on the 104th episode, season 5, episode 7, the one where Ross moves in. It premiered on November 12th, 1998, with 24.4 million viewers. Jackie, tell us what happened.
Yes, so Ross moves in with Joey and Chandler, but having him around isn't what they thought it would be. Phoebe dates a guy with a badge, but it's not what you think. And Rachel thinks she's playing hard to get with her neighbor Danny, but even that isn't what's really happening either, because Rachel has no clue.
Yeah, it's just clueless. I mean, where should we start off?
Well, let's start with Rachel in the sense that she is trying to play hard to get with Danny. They just went on a pizza date and nothing really has happened since then. But one thing that I do like that they point out is that, you know, we don't know where she stands with Ross. They kind of just left it, but she verbally says, no, he's going to be messed up for a long time. I'm totally over that. Or she didn't say over that, but she says he's going to be messed up a long time. She's going to leave it alone. So I like that they pointed that out. And now she's on to this new guy, Danny.
Yeah, it just seems kind of out of the blue, like she just starts dating a neighbor, but It is. I just think it's interesting that, like, she doesn't want to go to his party to play hard to get.
I know. It's so silly. And again, this game is still played today. A lot of people play hard to get. I hate it. That's why I hate about dating. Luckily, Vanessa, you don't have to deal with that. But it's like, you're too available. You get too excited, you know, and it's like, but I get excited when I like somebody. I like that's part of it, you know, and the right guy will appreciate that about me. But it's like the whole game stuff. I don't like it. I don't like seeing Rachel do it. It's silly. She has no clue. Like, what the heck?
Yeah, I definitely noticed, especially watching this episode. And then we're going to record the next episode right after this, seeing how Rachel really is all about, like, playing the game.
I know.
Even when she was like in high school. So I mean, I don't understand why she has to play the game, but she doesn't want to go to the party or because she has a Borgata gala. She wants to seem like she's unavailable. And I don't know. That's just extreme to me. It's just saying, I can't go.
I know. And so Borgata gala also, I didn't know what this was. I never knew. I never looked into it until we're going to talk about this episode. And it's a made up thing. And so Borgata is not a made up thing, but the Borgata gala would be. It's like, you know, like a gala is a big fancy party. So a regatta is actually a rowing and boating and sailing and races that are 6,000 meters long and can last anywhere from 12 to 25 minutes, depending on the ability of people in your boat and the weather and the course conditions and particular race day. So these regattas are 2,000 meters or much shorter and can last between 5 to 8 minutes usually as well. So regatta is a sailing term or boating term. So that's why Danny says, oh, I didn't know you support that. And, you know, I like to sail, you know, and stuff like that. So it's really strange that she uses that off the top of her head. Like, why would that be on the top of her head, you know?
Yeah, she's trying to make herself sound important and totally unavailable for this event. But Jackie, you have friends that sail, right? Do they use the term regatta?
No.
Because I tried Googling it too, and I just kept getting mixed messages. Regatta gala is a made-up event, but maybe I wasn't.
It is. The gala is, yeah. Yeah.
The regatta, is a real thing.
Regatta is a real thing. A regatta gala is a made-up event that when you do Google, it references this episode, this term that Rachel says. But I do have, I do go sailing personally, like with my friend Mark and his wife Lauren. They have a sailboat, and Mark's a really good sailor. So I've taken part in some stuff, but it's not he talks about, like, there's the Pan American race. There's races here in Long Beach that take part, but I've never heard the term regatta, but I'm sure he would know. So
yeah. I mean, hopefully he'll invite you to a regatta.
I don't know. I don't want to go racing in a boat.
It's funny because she dresses up like she went to this regatta gala, and then she walks in to the party, which is taking place in a hallway. I've never been to a party in a hallway.
I know, it's funny.
But the party's in a hallway, makes it seem like a kind of like a college party, but she's dressed up, ready to see Danny or run into Danny unexpectedly, which she does, but Danny has other plans.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And then he's like, oh, let be right back. And he goes and gets his friend that he was telling his friend about, like, oh, this is the girl I was telling you about, and like, oh, you two would hit it off. And so she's like, what? She thought he was playing a game or hard to get, or she was playing hard to get for Danny when really it was for the friend.
Yeah, and the friend is actually played by Doug Benson, and my husband actually recognized him immediately. He was watching the episodes with me, and he's a comedian. He was in Last Comic Standing, and I guess he has a show called Getting High with Doug. So, I've never heard of him, and he didn't look familiar to me. Yeah,
yeah, yeah totally.
But I think he's around. But my husband's a huge TV head. He loves TV and movies, so he knows a lot about things. Yeah. But it was just funny watching Monica's face because she realized how clueless Rachel was.
Yes, totally. She's totally clueless. And again, this could be the way that we've talked about this before. She's always gotten what she's gotten when she was younger because she was spoiled when she was younger. So she's still trying to find her way through dating and all this because she was clueless about Tate Donovan's character, Joshua, too. So it's like we just keep seeing this kind of side of her, you know. And she was clueless about Ross. She had no clue that he was into her like all those years. So maybe she's just kind of living in her own Rachel world.
Yeah. And I think also because the guys she's not pursuing aren't guys that she likes.
Yeah.
You know, Ross, exactly. She was never into him. Joshua, she was, but she was just not all there with it.
So I
just feel like she's clueless.
Whatever about it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And she just doesn't get it. She doesn't understand what is happening.
Yeah.
So another point in this show was someone who is getting it is Phoebe with Larry, the health inspector. Yeah.
The health inspector guy.
Yeah,
so
they're quirky together. And when we first started watching the episode, I was like, how would it be like to date a health inspector? But I feel like no matter what field you go in, like Jackie, when you watch TV, it's like you notice little things here and there. Me, when I watch TV, I always like to notice the bloopers or things like health inspector. Mm-hmm. But that's a whole nother thing. Like you're going to a restaurant, as Phoebe was explaining, and they wanted to shut everything down.
Oh my gosh. I know. Well, it's like whenever it's like being a health inspector and you want to enjoy your time with somebody, you can't really turn that off. It's like us watching, like when I watch shows about TV news, like the morning show or the newsroom, I'm like, it's not really like that. I mean, you want to turn it off and be able, but then you always think about what it's really like. Mm-hmm. So for Phoebe to date somebody like that, and they are goofy. They met, you know, when he was inspecting Monica's restaurant and Phoebe was there and she was just like, yeah, me. I thought that was so funny. And Phoebe was like, really? Larry?
Yeah.
She was so surprised by it. And I thought it was hilarious. Because it's okay. Kind of quirky and fun.
Larry seems kind of like, I don't know how I feel about him, especially because he deducted 2 points off of Monica's health score. She got an 898 because she was not wearing her chef's hat, which he saw was in the kitchen. So she would have to go into the kitchen to get the hat.
Yes, I thought that was funny too. Like, it's just like, okay. And then they keep going to other restaurants so that he keeps shutting them down. But Phoebe gets all turned on by the badge. And it's funny because it's like, it's a health inspector badge. It's like, it's not like a cop badge or firefighter badge, you know, stuff that you have to like really like put your life on the line for. And so I thought that was a little strange, but funny. And yeah, it is what it is with Phoebe.
His badge, though, I wonder, it really looked like a police badge or a firefighter badge. Like,
what does it really look like?
Exactly. And on their first date, he gave the restaurant 10 violations.
I know. It's so silly. Until she, like, was dating him and then Joey comes in and says, oh, I tried to go here at this restaurant. I forget what's the name of it, but go here at this restaurant and it's not open anymore. It's like, oh yeah, Larry shut that down. And then, he did that. And so then finally Phoebe realizes that it's like, stop shutting down restaurants and tells him because he was about to shut down Central Perk.
Yeah, because the milk was left out. And it was funny how Phoebe played it off. Like, I want that milk.
and Gunther was taking trash out through the front door instead of the back door. So she finally like told him no. And we don't really see a resolution to this. You kind of just see her telling him stop closing down all these restaurants, and then that's it. You never see Larry again. So I wonder what kind of happened there.
But do you see him in other episodes that come up, or he's just one and done?
One and done.
Wow. Yeah. I bet he would have continued on a little bit, but I mean, makes sense if he was too much for Phoebe, but it was the quirkiness that they had together was just really cute.
The quirkiness was cute, but the reality of it was like, what?
Yeah. When you go to restaurants, do you kind of look around and see if everything looks in place? Like, do you check out the health score?
I mean, of course, because there's like a big A in front. You know what I mean? You always check out the health score because it's right in the front door. And so I always see that. But then once I'm in, I'm kind of just enjoying my time with the pals that I'm with. So not really.
Yeah. My cousin owns a restaurant in Tennessee, and they are just kind of telling me like it. I'm not 100% sure how it really works, but they just said it could be one small thing. The there was something on the floor or the fridge, you know, was not cracked a little open, you automatically get deducted a lot of points and could go down to a B.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not sure how it is here where we live, but I mean, we'll see. It's still something, you know, you want to eat at a good place.
Yeah, exactly. And it's good that they have these rules. Obviously, we want, like you said, eat a good, clean place.
Yeah. So let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Ross's new roommates.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So this is pretty exciting for Ross because he is getting roommates and he feels like he's a part of the cool guys group, you know, even though he kind of already is.
Well, actually, Joey and Chandler are getting the roommates because Ross has to move in with Joey and Chandler because Ross moved out. We saw a few episodes, or it was the last episode that we saw Ross move out of his apartment and move into one with Emily because that's who he was going to live with. So since he was subletting from Emily's cousin, he got kicked out. And so like good friends, Joey and Chandler invite him to stay with them, but then it doesn't turn out the way they want it to be. So because he has these little annoying habits, which I totally get. Luckily for me, I've been able to live with people that are my friends. I can have just like a real conversation. And there was one time where I lived with like a friend of a friend, but she was cool. So I'm very lucky that I have had decent roommates.
Yeah. So his quirkinesses were just kind of like, he just had a lot of stuff, boxes everywhere, and he had no place to put it. And I mean, the apartment is small, but he could have put him in storage somewhere, you know, to keep it away. And right away he changed the answering machine. And I kind of understand why Chandler and Joey would get mad. It's because, you know, he already went in without the permission changing something. And even though it's a small thing that could be changed back, it's the fact that Ross didn't ask if he could change it.
I know, it was weird, but I do like the answer machine. I do like it because it's the We Will Rock You by Queen. And it's funny because back in the day when I was younger, we obviously still have answer machine. We have voicemails on our phones now. But when I was younger, me and my sister and my brother did the Gwen Stefani, "Sorry, I'm not home right now, walking in the spider webs, leave a message and I call you back." And then we said, "Leave a message, we'll call you back." And that was our voicemail.
That's funny. I don't like doing voicemails. I just don't like hearing my voice at all. So I do it as quickly as I can and just say, okay, bye. Not really okay, bye, but just like, cut it out. I don't try to talk as much.
That's what like having a song for a voice message or voicemail. I thought that was funny because that's what memory brought up for me. But other things that Ross also has is this annoying habit of when he tells people to quiet down, he does a movement where he puts his hands and he lowers them. He goes, and then does like a look. And so it's funny that that is also annoying for them. And the air purifier is another thing that's annoying for them. So it's a lot of Joey and Chandler trying to adjust to Ross. And then they do so in trying to force him out for apartment listings. and then seeing an old apartment and all that good stuff.
That was pretty sad. That was, you know, they're in the coffee shop, they were looking at the newspaper, and they tell, you know, they take all of the other sections away of the newspaper, leaving Ross the apartment section of the newspaper so that he could look to see what apartments they had.
And they even circled some. They even circled some available now. So when they go and see it, it's like a little shoebox. And then the bathroom slash kitchen is in one, you know. And I would imagine this is what real New York apartments look like. Because the apartments that they show on the show are not real New York apartments. And that's been said, you know, offhand, like off the record and all that good stuff. But this is what real apartments look like. So I like that they realize that, Joey and Chandler do, when, you know, they and Ross realizes it too. What they're trying to do is like get rid of him. So
yeah, and I felt bad for Ross because he had gone through so much. But I think if they just told him, you know, what was bothering him instead of having to lie to him all the way until the end, you know.
Oh yeah, all the way to the end. Yeah.
Yeah, they get a call about the apartment. You know, Chandler and Joey get a call as a reference. You know. And they lie and say, you know, he's a tap dancer, he does all these annoying habits and he has a dog. But they didn't have to do that, but I guess for comedic purposes they did.
Exactly.
And Ross thinks it's something wrong with his application and that he's a pimp, you know.
I thought so that was funny, that the way they were like the reference, they said, you know, oh, he's a pimp, and that's what got, you know, the application kind of like shoot away. And Ross knows that too, so he comes back and goes, so I'm a pimp, huh?
Yeah, and I think it's cute, you know, how at the very end they were, you know, playing dress up and...
Oh, yes, that's my favorite scene in this episode, is the end credit scene. So they build a fort, they play dress up, they put on Thanksgiving hats, because this is, again, in November, and then they pop up and like, hey, come on in, put on a hat.
Yeah, I liked that part. I thought it was really interesting too, the door sign said throughout the whole entire episode, it said no girls allowed. And then at the end, when they made up, there was a smiley face on the board. So I thought it was a pretty cool incorporation of telling the story as well and where they were in that storyline. So, but I also did notice that there was no mention of Chandler and Monica dating in this episode.
Oh yeah, this one didn't have anything.
So it was... I didn't realize that, as I mentioned before, we're going to, you know, record the next episode. But when I saw the next episode, I was like, wait, they didn't talk about them.
Not at all.
Yeah. So I almost forgot about it.
Yeah, you do, because it's just kind of moving along. But also, so this end credit scene, there's actually a blooper with this end credit scene. So when Chandler comes out, or when Chandler walks into the apartment and sees Ross and Joey playing in the fort, and Chandler asks, what are you doing? Ross and Joey come out and say nothing and zip up their flies on their pants. And so it's like they're saying that they're doing something in the fort. And then I remember seeing this blooper and just the crowd or the audience just cracking up, because it's like, oh, nothing, and then zipping up their pants.
I didn't know that. Is that on the DVD version?
It's on DVD and it's on YouTube too. So I'll paste the link also in the description.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that'd be really cool to watch. But I mean, this episode was good. It didn't move us anywhere. Yeah. It just kind of like left us here, just a filler episode.
It was a filler episode, but it only moved us forward with Ross. Now he's looking for an apartment. You know what I mean? He's not living in the sublet. He's looking for an apartment. As far as everything else, it kind of is like the other two storylines aren't that great. It's just a filler. You're right.
Yeah. Did you have any favorite lines?
No, just this end credit scene was my favorite.
Yeah, I had no favorite lines. Mine was just kind of like, okay, cool. There was, you know, funny moments, but no funny lines. Yeah. So in the next episode of Friends with Friends, it's season 5's Thanksgiving episode.
Yes, if you like this episode,
if you love this episode, subscribe, download, give us 5-star ratings, and leave nice comments.
Yes, and follow us on Friends with Friends podcast on Instagram. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.